So let's talk about your team, Manchester United. From
Okay.
not starting too well at the beginning
Yeah.
of the season to finishing second place, going to the Europa final and losing to Villarreal. So what do you have to say about your club's general performance all through last season?
Man U is a surprise team. I mean, nobody gave them the chance to be where they were. And I still think that a lot of things, a lot of factors brought them to that stage. We can't discount the fact of COVID-19. It was still operational even at that period. So that's one. Two, our players stepped up at a time that other teams were not stepping up. We must give that, we must say that. Because if it were like at the middle of the table that Liverpool and Chelsea woke up the way they did, Man U would have been out. But they woke up late. Chelsea, for instance, they woke up very late. And then Liverpool, those two teams woke up very late. But at the point that we were doing what we did, these teams were out of circulation, and we were able to do that. I don't think that if we don't make an investment this summer, that we will find that strategy anymore. It's going to be tougher because I believe that these teams, Chelsea, Liverpool, even Arsenal, they're so spiked and they want to come back with venom. And unless you have a matching strategy, it will be difficult for you to counter. So I would say that we were good at times. It wasn't the best performances, but we were good, especially in the away matches. On the road, we were almost perfect, so that's also something that counted for us. But we cannot continue that way and hope to do something this coming season. So I think it was good we are in the second place. We're losing grip already. If the match continued for 2 or 3 more weeks, it would have been a difficult place to maintain. But yeah, we're lucky to have been there. And I give it to the boys. I give it to Ole a little bit because he's not my favorite coach, but it's okay. We managed to get there.
Okay, talking about your coach, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So he missed out an opportunity to win his first trophy as United's manager when he lost to Unai Emery at the Europa final. So let's talk about his patterns and his decisions. Is it the same? Is there any change or improvement? And is he actually working out for the team?
I don't think, as I said, I'm not his favorite fan, but I would just be honest and objective in analyzing the last match. I think, as I said, Man U was already on the decline at the end of the season. So towards the end of the season, we were at a decline. So it was obvious that teams which we couldn't beat would beat us. So it was already on the decline. We were sinking, sinking. We are lucky that we gathered a lot of points, and then the bottom two in the fourth position were on a very big struggle. So Leicester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, they were, and West Bromwich. So they were all struggling. So, but that is to say that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's tactics weren't exactly working. We didn't have the best of players, especially in the midfield, defensive midfield. We didn't have the best of it. And if they don't invest on that, they're not going anywhere next season. So his strategy was not good for that Villarreal match. I expected him to do a lot of changes in the second half to strengthen the midfield and then the defense so that they can counter what Villarreal was. I think Villarreal came to that match with the notion that Man U will win. And their strategy was to block, defend, and see how much they can get out of it. I don't think they were really intentional at winning, but they were at least like, let's defend and see how we can go through this. If we succeed, then we can get the energy. And that's what they did. When Unai Emery did that, which worked out well. As they retake contained Man U, they started building confidence. Well, we can win this match. We can win this match. And it became aggressive, and Man U lost it. And as Unai Emery was making his changes, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was preparing for penalties. That's a very defeatist approach. Was preparing for penalties. Look at when he made the changes. 90
Yeah,
minutes gone.
very.
So it was so shameful for me that he couldn't plan to win that match. It was already okay, we're going to penalties, so we have to bring players who can play the penalties and see how it goes. And he didn't make the changes correctly, because if he did think that penalties is the key, we'd have changed the goalkeeper. That's the risk he would have taken. He doesn't like taking risks. That's why I don't like him as a coach. There are matches you have to take risks. That match was a match risks needed to be taken.
Okay. So what do you actually think is Manchester United's problem? Some players, the coach, or the management?
I think we also can't give ourselves much credit of having the best quality of players, especially in the midfield, as I said. We don't have it. We don't have it. We needed somebody like Conte. You know, every team needs a Conte. But even at that, if you go back to Leicester City, for instance, you see Ndidi. See what he was able to do.
Yeah.
You see some of these teams that stepped up. Their defensive midfielders were key to their success. You know, we couldn't pass balls. We couldn't hold on to balls. We couldn't attack. McTominay and Fred, you know, were not the best we could have had at that point. So that's it's really difficult for us to go ahead without a serious defensive midfielder. Now, when Fred failed, I expected Solskjaer to use, even though Matic is still not the best of players, but he has the experience. He has the experience. I expected him to use him, maybe, and McTominay. Matic is a conscious defensive midfielder. He knows his position. He knows what to do at that point. He may be slow. He may hold balls, you know, delay attack, but he knows his position. McTominay is more forward. So with him and McTominay coming back and pushing forward, that would have helped. But with Fred and the combination he did was not fantastic. So that's my expectation. And we need to invest in defensive midfield. The defense, yes, we need to invest there. And if we get a very good defensive midfield, then we can manage the defense. We can actually, they can get some reprieve and be able to reply to attacks. So that would be better. So, but defensive midfield, important.
Okay, you don't think changing a coach will do something good?
I don't think there's any coach that is good in the market right now. That is the type that Man U can do that is in the market. Allegri, who? Yeah, but no. I don't think there could be need for a change of coach maybe in January. Let's see what coaches are available in the market. But for now, I don't think we have that quality that is in the market. That what the Man U can do is to shop for players. When they do, then we can now see where the problem is. I don't always like Ole, but there's a need for stability. Believing that the gains we made this season is real gain, you know, believing that they are real gains, because if they are false gains, they will collapse before January. If they are false gains, they will collapse before January. And the management can now look out for a coach. But if they are real gains, they will continue to move ahead and improve. So we need, and I don't think sacking Ole now is the best approach. Let us retain him, see what happens between August and January, and then we can now say whether he is really improving the team or not. So far, the indices are not very clear to tell him to go away or to stay. But by next season, the first quarter, it will be very complete, and we can know. But they have to shop.
Okay. So do you see your team winning any trophy next season?
That's a hard question. We could win the FA or win by community. I mean, I don't know what we can win, but honestly. But I think being in the first four next season is all I hope we can do. I don't know. We have those FA Cup. It could be something we can do. But apart from that, I don't expect Champions League. I don't expect Premier League. Being in the first four will be what we may do. Well, and I say it will all depend on who they shop for and what happens between August and December. It will be dependent on that. So if we hear the news of the players that are buying, then we can say, yeah, we predict rightly. But as it is now, with the current staff we have, the current players we have, the current staff, I think being in the first four is our magic by next season. That's all we hope to do. I don't think we can win any tournament, but if we can win anything, it might be playing the FA Cup finals.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. I hope to see you more often, some other time.
I'll be glad to join you all the time. And as we go to the Euros, we can always make an analysis of the games and how it goes. And thank you what you do, and keep working on it. Lady Var.
Thank you so much. Bye. Bye. All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and follow all my social media handles at Vibing with Lady VAR and drop in your comments and reviews. See you next time. Bye.